North Endocrinology, this is Gina.
Good morning, Gina. This is Patsy Andrew here. I've got an appointment for my granddaughter in December, but they've since had, we've just recently got a diagnosis of FND, so I need to cancel the appointment because the will no longer need to come and see Dr. Devendula.
Devendula?
Yes.
Okay, sorry, I think I've got a bit of a bad line. So your daughter or granddaughter has an appointment?
Granddaughter.
Okay.
Yes, so you need on the 15th. So I just need to cancel the appointment.
Okay, let's have a look for you. What was her name?
Rena Bradford.
Okay, and so she no longer requires it, is that right?
That's right, yeah, because we got the functional neurological disorder diagnosis.
Okay, what was her date of birth?
The 6th of the 10th, 2008.
2008. Oh, gosh. Oh, I couldn't write that. Okay, so I'll just see if I can find her. Do you mind holding a moment?
That's fine.
Great, thank you. Okay, so that's no worries. That's all cancelled for you.
Yeah. So an endocrinologist can't help someone with functional neurological disorder, can they?
So she's a rheumatologist.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
So I guess it just depends on how the disorder is manifesting, I suppose, and which other symptoms it is affecting and in what way. So if it turns out that your granddaughter does need some kind of rheumatological intervention or consulting, you could just get another referral sent through to us with the new information and the new diagnosis. Otherwise, it's probably best to have the neurological investigation first, obviously, and then
that's that track. And then if I need to ring back up and rebook, I will. But they've said for the moment not to because they're going down that different path. So,
neurology will tend to work very closely with a couple of key specialties if it's needed. But, usually don't know until the first line issue is being handled. So.
Cool. Thank you so much.
That's okay. Not a problem.
Thank you. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.